back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you along for the conversation. As you know, on Mondays, we take time to talk about your health, your good health, and what we can do to make sure that you have a long and prosperous and healthy life. You have nothing if you don't have your health, it is said. I believe that to be true. If you ever miss an interview, go to stevegruber.com. You can go back and check on it and at the podcast, share it with your friends, and maybe you can make them healthier too. Joining me today is Dr. Gaurav Dhar. He is an interventional cardiologist with Spero TCI. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you have some cutting-edge techniques at Spero that are very interesting. This TAVR heart procedure, which is a transcatheter aortic valve replacement. What does that mean?
So basically, aortic valve is the main valve out of which the heart pumps blood to the whole body. And if it becomes too narrowed, the traditional treatment has been replacing it with open surgical procedure. Now we can do it through a catheter-based approach so that the heart, the chest does not have to be opened. Essentially, it's about a 4 to 5 millimeter little hole in the leg through which we can deliver the valve. We've been doing these at Spero since 2013, close to approaching 400 cases that we've done here.
Well, that is, and so I'm going to guess, I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that because it's a lot less invasive, because you're not opening up the entire chest of the patient, right? It's less invasive. I'm going to guess the time in surgery is shorter. I'm going to guess the time in recovery is shorter as well.
Absolutely. It's a significantly less invasive procedure than open surgical procedure. So it was first introduced for people who they thought were unable to have surgery because too sick to have surgery. And it did really well there. Then it was compared to surgery in what is considered high-risk patients and found out that it does as well as surgery. Moving along, we then did these in people who were considered intermediate risk for surgery, not too high-risk and not too low-risk. And lo and behold, it did as well as surgery. And recently, in April this year, data was presented about doing these in low-risk people. In other words, essentially nearly everybody. And it matched surgical AVR in that as well. Essentially, if things go well, people go home in 24 to 48 hours. A lot of them don't even need to be on breathing machines while we do the procedure. It's a procedure rather than a surgery. And typically, an hour, hour and a half is what we need for the procedure. And if things go well, like I said, they can go home within 24, 48 hours.
So this is a huge step forward. My mother had a valve replaced in her heart probably 15 years ago, and it was a lot more invasive. Now, it was not the aortic valve, but are we making advancements in the replacement of other valves in the heart as well?
Absolutely. So this was the first one that was done. We can, for the mitral valve, for high-risk patients, there are mitral clips where we can repair leaky valves through a catheter-based approach. If you've already had a mitral valve, we can do what's called mitral valve-in-valve for high-risk people, and we've done those as well. And for all comers, the mitral valve is in clinical trial right now. So within probably 10 years, that'll also be mainstream. And at Spero, we have a comprehensive structural heart program, so we do pretty much everything that's available commercially.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Dr. Gaurav Dhar here, he is an interventional cardiologist with Spero TCI, Spero Hospital in Southern Michigan. The life expectancy on the valve itself. Now, oftentimes these valves come from pigs, porcine or purvine, and they also come from cows, bovine as well, right? Well, what is the life expectancy of the valve itself? Not of the patient, but this valve. How long can we expect it to function?
So these procedures, the very first one ever done was only done in 2002. So as of now, we're following all of these patients. And like surgical valves, which are also bovine and porcine, we haven't seen any signals that they suddenly stop working. At up to 8 years, at least 50% of them seem to be working fine, and we haven't really defined how long they will work. At this point, you would expect them to have the same longevity as a surgically placed bovine or porcine valve, and hopefully, in the best-case scenario, even better.
Well, there you go. So this is a giant leap forward. Let me ask you this, Doctor. How long have you been a cardiologist?
I've been a cardiologist since I finished my training in 2005, and I've been doing interventional cardiology since 2009.
So let me ask you this. Just in the last decade, then, 10 years you've been doing this. And tell me about the advancements in technology, things you can do today that you couldn't do just 10 years ago. Not talking about 25 years ago or 100 years ago, but just in the last 10 years. The advancements have got to be very thrilling.
Yeah, absolutely. And TAVR, when it was first introduced, it's a disruptive technology. It changes the paradigm for, one, who can get these procedures done safely and then have a relatively good life expectancy and quality of life as well. At Sparrow, we've done well over 50 patients over the age of 90 who've had TAVRs done, and they've done well. The oldest one we did was, she was 96 when we did her, and she just turned 100 years old.
That's incredible.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's
these
incredible.
People will walk out.
Yeah.
Hopefully within a couple of days.
Even old rock stars, I understand, can benefit from this sort of procedure. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think I read that Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones had a procedure done. Was it this procedure?
Yes, that's what it is that he had. And he had it in March, I think. And he's back already touring. He's already done at least two concerts that I know of. That would not be something that would have happened if you had had an traditional aortic valve surgery, I don't think. He's within 3 months, he's back to actually performing at concerts.
Yeah, incredible. Well, it's just incredible to me that they're still alive, period, for a variety of reasons. But we'll take the heart valve replacement. Very good. Dr. Gorov, if somebody is listening right now, and the woman you just mentioned, 96 years old, just marked her 100th birthday, got the procedure at 96. That is amazing. And people listening must be as impressed as I am. Where would they find out more?
So if you just give us a call at 517-364-9650 and ask for the structural heart team, we'll take care of the rest.
And it's called the TAVR heart procedure. That's transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Just the latest and cutting-edge medicine available right here at Sparrow Hospital in Southern Michigan. Doctor, great story, and I really appreciate you sharing.
My pleasure, sir.
There you have it. It's Dr. Gaurav Dhar of Sparrow's TCI. This is an incredible cutting-edge procedure available to people that need it right here in Michigan. It's just incredible what we have done in medicine. A quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.